Good morning. As you can see, you look out the windows here and you can see a bright, shiny day today, bright and sunny. And, you know, it's a nice Sabbath day with a bright sun and, you know, it makes you feel good. But 40 years ago, that wasn't the case. On an island off the coast of Africa, the northwest coast of Africa, it was very foggy. The fog on this day was rolling like a blanket, covering everything as it came across this tiny island. And this island was part of the Canary Island chain, and it, like I said, off the western coast, the northwest coast of Africa. The sun wasn't visible. It was cloud. There was a cloud cover, a fog cover. It was gray-white. Nothing. Couldn't see a thing. Pan Am 747 had been in the air for 8 hours on a flight from Los Angeles to Las Palmas, another island. And everything seemed normal. As they went along, they flew along, and was great. Except they had a little problem. The controller notified them that where they were supposed to land, a bomb had been set off in the passenger area of the terminal. And that airport was closed. As you can readily see, the best thing to do was to close it. Now, this small island airport was full of diverted planes, packed full. They were nose to tail on this small island. And the fog, it was thickening, getting thicker and thicker. Visibility was now down to yards. Now, that doesn't seem like a problem, you know, with their instrument flying and all of this, you know, the radar and all that. But we'll see. Pan Am flight requested to park behind a KLM 747 that landed about 45 minutes earlier. And this captain and the KLM was a little bit nervous. His time was running out. When you're on the ground, anytime you're in the aircraft, that's flying time. So his time was ticking away, and he was a little bit concerned about that. If his flying time came up and expired, he would have to get out of the driver's seat, and they had to replace him. And all of this delay is counted as flying time. Now, this could also be, you know, the passengers would be basically abandoned. They'd have to just sit there in the plane or in the terminal. And the fog is still building. It's building and building, getting thicker and thicker. So the Pan Am, the tower requested that the Pan Am aircraft go to the third taxiway. So they were going to go to the third taxiway and get off towards the terminal. And the passengers could take a break or whatever. They could sit there, at least wait maybe until the fog lifted. Now, the problem was the KLM was at the end of the runway. The Pan Am plane was going down the runway, head on into the KLM. This don't look good, folks. And you'll see it isn't. Now, the Pan Am was going down the runway looking for number 3 taxiway. Well, it missed number 2. So it was actually going past number 3, going to number 4. That put him on the runway too long. So you got the KLM down here, sitting at the runway waiting for takeoff. The Pan Am is coming this way, on the runway. And he's supposed to clear the runway, go off on number 3 taxiway. The fog still moving, still obstructing, and still coming in. Now, the fog obstructed number two taxiway, so they missed that. And they passed that, and we were heading to number four, thinking this was number three. Now, we'll let those airplanes sit there for a second and ask this question. What does this have to do with us? Well, we know something's going to happen to these planes. There's no way around it. We have a nice sunshiny day here, no fog. But what does this mean to us? Let's go to Job 19:4. I cheated a little bit. I got markers here. And Job answered and said, this is Job 19:4, "And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with me." Now, Matthew Henry made a comment about that in his commentary. He says, Job meant, it's my own concern, or perhaps only injures myself. What we're talking about here, and the airplanes, and us today, are mistakes. We make them. And we practice at it. We make some mistakes every day to keep it rolling. In case we forget how to make a mistake, we got them going every day. But if you look up mistake in the Bible, it's not there. Mistake is not in the Bible. It's called error, E-R-R-O-R, error. And we know that the captains, the control tower, how many other people made mistakes with these airplanes that day? We will probably never know. And as we go back to the airplanes in a few minutes, we'll see that more mistakes are made. Now, do we make mistakes? Oh, you betcha. I don't know how many I made so far today, but I'm stacking them up. Well, why do we make mistakes? Why do we make them? Well, it might come as a surprise, but we've had mistakes with us since Adam and Eve. They made a mistake. Let's go to Hebrews 9:7. Hebrews 9:7, it refers to the Old Testament here, and a priest in the Old Testament. And this is what it says. This is talking about the priest going into the tabernacle. And I'll read number six first in Hebrews 9:6. "Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services." Now number seven here in Hebrews 9:7, "But into the second part the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance." Now those sacrifices were offered for the people's errors. Sins are errors. When we make an error, if we sin, making that error, that mistake, and it can happen both in judgment and practice, we greatly err, E-R-R, when we sin against God. Sometimes that's a mistake. Sometimes it's not a mistake. It is an error, however. You know, we shouldn't do that. We know we shouldn't do that. Now, there's a couple of causes. There's several causes of when we make mistakes. One, when we're stressed out. We're stressed out, a lot of pressure on us. We make mistakes. We get in a hurry. We get into mistakes. We get the mistakes come, you know, rapidly sometimes. Sometimes we make several in a row. And it builds up. And we have a real problem. And we can tell that. Because we run into people, you know, and ourselves, and we say, we just can't get this thing together. It's just not coming together, no matter what it is. We can't think. We can't focus on the task at hand. So we don't know where to go or what to do. And our brain tells us that when we can't focus on a problem or a task, it'll tell us that. We need to take a break, you know, back away from it. And sometimes we're just dazzled, or if we're tired, we're kind of frazzled. We just get where we can't figure something out. That's when we can make a mistake. We don't focus. We don't completely focus on the problem. We're kind of focusing on other things. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to keep that focus and keep your mind where it should be. Now, there's a reason here, too, in Proverbs 12:15. Sometimes we make mistakes because we're under the influence of someone or something, not from God. Sometimes it's Satan that influences us to make a mistake. And it's recorded here in Proverbs 12:15. This is what it says. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. It's an old proverb, been around a long time. And we can see that it's true. The problem is, we don't necessarily want to seek counsel. Why should we ask this guy over here? I mean, he probably don't know what day it is. And you know, that feeling there, that attitude, is not from God. You want to solve a problem. Let's say you got a plumbing problem. Who would you go to if you had a plumbing problem? Plumber. I would. And I think probably everybody would. But if you have a problem that somebody else can solve, and you start asking around, you'll find somebody that can solve that problem. But you got to lower yourself. You got to kick that pride out the window. You got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that feeling saying, well, you know, I don't think I'll ask that guy. You got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that attitude. That attitude is a mistake. Right there, that's a mistake. To have that attitude. That's a wrong attitude. You're not going to go anywhere with it. Now, that's the last part of that. But he that hearkens, listens to counsel is wise. If you ask the question, you got to listen to what they say. Another proverb, 14:12. Proverb 14:12. This is how we make mistakes, and this is how we make correct judgments, and this is how we survive. And it reads, Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. However, if you make a decision to do something, you can only make that decision on what you have right here. Mistakes are past tense. You don't know they're a mistake until you're past that time. Because you know when you're fixing to make a mistake, sometimes you say, "I think this is a mistake." Well, you might go with that feeling and step back and wait and see, seek counsel, ask somebody if someone you think you think someone may be able to help you. 9 chances out of 10, they probably can't. Okay? Now, basing our decision on what we have in front of us seems right. Where else are you going to go? You're not going to say, I can't make a decision. I ain't going to do it. We hardly ever do that. We make the decision and let it fly and see what's going on. We'll see if it's a mistake tomorrow. Sometimes it is. And also, these same words are repeated in Proverbs 16:25 and also 21:2. And in 21, we can go there. Proverbs 21 in the verse 2. We'll look at that one. Proverbs 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Now, weighs there is ponder or to look at. God looks at the heart. That's what we should do too, to see what our feelings are when we make a decision. And we don't want to make mistakes. And like we said, we make a decision on what we have in front of us. You can't make a decision on something you can't see or you don't know of. A lot of times when we get counsel, we ask somebody, don't forget to bring God in the picture. Because, if you ask someone for counsel, God is there too. And the old saying, two heads are better than one, that's true. That's true. We could look at some of the people in the Bible. Let's just think back to David. Look at the mistakes he made. Now, some were just pure lust. But other mistakes, he made with the information that he had on hand. And some were made with Bathsheba. He just kind of let God out of the picture and said, I'm going. And he did. But other people in the Bible, you can see their mistakes. And we can see them now. Because mistakes are past tense. So, we got an idea that there's mistakes. We make mistakes. The pilots, the captains, the tower make mistakes. Every day, everybody makes mistakes. Let's go back to the airplanes. The fog is still coming in, and it's still growing and growing. Now, neither aircraft could see the other. They were on the ground, both blind. The tower was blind. And there's one other thing. There was a big reason, that the primary mistake was made by keeping that airport open. It was too foggy, and also they had perimeter lights were off. They weren't operating. Right there, that should have told them, we got to shut the airport down. They didn't. Now, another mistake, we said the Pan Am crew missed that turnoff for the taxiway. That was another one. Now, mistake number three, this is another big one. The KLM crew thought that they heard the tower tell them to start their takeoff roll. Never happened. They never got that clearance. They discussed it over the radio to each other, but they never got the clearance to take off because the Pan Am flight was still on that runway. So they thought they got it, but they didn't. That was a big, big mistake. Now the KLM throttled up and started to roll down the runway to disaster. They, like we said, the planes couldn't see each other. They were blind. And, we too, when we make decisions, sometimes. Here's the mistake. We can't see that mistake. We're blind too when we make a decision that it could be right and it could be wrong. But there's the mistake right there, sitting waiting. We can't see it, but it's there. Now, the KLM throttled up. It's running down the runway. It doesn't quite get high enough to clear the Pan Am flight, the airplane. So it clipped the Pan Am airplane. And these two planes, the KLM planes carrying hundreds of tons, it's a heavy 747 heavy. It's carrying a lot of equipment, baggage, people. The KLM hit the Pan Am plane, and the KLM airplane disintegrated on impact. There's nothing left of it. It just disintegrated, and it went everywhere. This plane, the KLM flight, had no survivors. The Pan Am was struck in such a way that there were survivors in that one, 64. 64 people survived. And the whole flight crew on the Pan Am plane survived only because the KLM got up a little ways. It got airborne for a little short period of time and just clipped the front end of the Pan Am. The crash site cleared, and the fog cleared because the fire was so hot from these airplanes. It cleared the area for two-thirds of a mile around that crash. I mean, it just hurts your heart. Just devastating. Now, this, of course, this disaster is a Tenerife disaster, March 27th, 1997, 40 years ago in March. And it's the world's worst civil air disaster, worst one we've ever had. The total people that lost their lives was 583. And fortunately, there was 64 people that survived. But mistakes were made that day. Mistakes are continuing every day, day in, day out. And we have help. We have help with God's Holy Spirit and God that we can pray and ask God to help us make the right decision to eliminate mistakes. And a little note about mistakes. I read a report when I was working this up, and it said, the more intelligent you are, the less mistakes you make. Well, I thought, the more intelligent you are, you probably got a way to cover them up. I'm just thinking, you know. I say, well, I don't know about that. But they did say that the more intelligent people make fewer mistakes. But when they do, they make big ones, okay? But, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, what you know, how smart you are, you know, or whatever. You're going to make mistakes. You know, if some procedure you're going through, you know, and all you have to do is push this button. Somebody's going to tell you to push that button. And you know what? You're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And somebody says, okay, push the button. What? You know, you ever do that? It happens a lot. That's why some mistakes are made. That's why I probably don't work in one of those nuclear places, because I'd probably punch all the buttons. Anyway, our nature that God built in us, our inherent characteristics, we are made to make mistakes. Why? Why would God make something that'll make mistakes? Like if we, as a human being engineer, if we made a robot and say, well, we got some mistakes built into that robot, you know, just to see how it does. Well, God didn't do that. He built us a certain way, so He has a certain outcome. Now, it's up to us to make the mistake. God don't make mistakes. But He gave us that characteristic. If we didn't have that characteristics to make mistakes, we'd have no free will. You see, we can make mistakes because we can. And God knows that. The reason God puts that in our character is so we can make mistakes and we can grow and build and remedy our mistakes so we don't make them over and over and over. And that takes a little practice. Now, as we go along and we make mistakes, we grow and grow, it's for our conversion. Now, should we worry about making mistakes whenever we're fixing to do something? Well, we have a concern there, yes. But you know, God is right there too. You know, you could pray to God, ask Him, you know, I got a big decision here. You know, I really got to have some help about it. And also the counsel. You know, you can go to people and ask if you have a decision to make in that spectrum there, you know, within their ability. We got to remember that no one person knows everything about everything. There is only one person that did that, and He's our Savior. We never ever, when pondering, when thinking about making a decision, we never ever to leave God out of the picture. He's always there, all the time, every day. And you know, when we make a mistake, we fall down. But you know, God always picks us up.